Listening 1. Howtoons.
In the past, people fixed many of the machines they owned. They repaired televisions, radios, or even their cars. This saved money, of course, but it was more than that. For example, fathers and sons often worked in the garage on the family car. When doing this, skills, how-to knowledge, and a love of fixing things passed from parent to child. In recent decades, this changed. Many everyday objects are now too complicated for most owners to repair. Cars have complicated computer systems. TVs do not have simple parts the owner can replace. With many objects, it is more expensive to repair an old one than to buy a new one. Saul Griffith, an inventor, thinks this is a problem. Saul Griffith prepared for his career as an inventor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Children are losing what Griffith calls a culture of innovation and repair. For Griffith, this means having a feeling of creativity and a can-do attitude. Griffith invented an inexpensive system for making eyeglasses and a giant 3,000-square-foot kite that can produce electricity. He says that do-it-yourself brings people closer to the objects they own. They get involved emotionally with the things around them. Griffith and some colleagues created Howtoons to pass this idea on to today's kids. Howtoons is a cartoon series that helps kids learn to think like inventors. Kids can find Howtoons online or buy the cartoons in book form. With the help of Howtoons, kids use soda bottles to create rockets or to make water scopes for looking at objects underwater. They can learn to make their own pens, paper, and ink, and to create many other interesting things. Howtoons make science and invention fun. Griffith often travels to science fairs and museums to present Howtoons to kids. He likes working with kids. He says, "Get them then, and you get them for life." For most adults, he feels it is probably too late.